Farmers still feeling the heat. Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Barniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Even with some recent rains across some of the state, the drought is still widespread. But Dean Northcutt, Extension Agent in Coffee County, says farmers still have hope, if not for this year.
Farmers are always optimistic. When you put a seed in the ground, it's a lot of faith involved in that it's going to grow and produce something. Of course, I think some of them are disappointed that we didn't get some good rainfall distribution, but I haven't heard any that were really despondent, so to speak. Discouraged maybe somewhat, but they're always optimistic, so well, next year's another year.
Now, Coffee County did get some of those rains that swept through the state within the past 2 weeks, and Northcutt says that could make the difference in their corn and bean crops.
Crops have been really sad-looking, to put it bluntly, until the rains of the last showers the last 10 days. It looked like our corn was going to be a total failure, but corn is tasseling probably at 4.5 to 5 feet in height, and I'm just hoping that the tasseling and silking happens at the same time this year. Otherwise, it could be real bad. It looks like soybeans may do okay, especially the group 4 and group 5 beans. Group 3 beans, I think, are suffering pretty much right now.
Northcutt said that because of the short hay and pasture supply, they did have a run on the cattle markets in the county, with farmers reducing their herds by getting rid of anything that was even considered a cull or low-producing cattle.
Our pastures in Coffee County right now are just almost non-existent. They're basically alive, and that's about all we can say because the last rains have kind of given us the fact that they are still living. But we just don't have hardly any grazing, and nearly everyone is feeding hay right now, which is 4 to 5 months early for feeding hay.
And Coffee County isn't alone in the struggle against Mother Nature. Some parts of the state haven't had any rain to speak of, and all of the state is in a severe drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Hopefully some rain will be in the forecast very soon to give some relief to our hardworking farmers. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.